From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syria Peace Congress to press for a diplomatic solution to the nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met in the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin of Russia hosted Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said Syrians will determine their own future, but he also acknowledged reform and compromise won't be easy. A date for the meeting hasn't yet been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Nadelman said the U.S. is not involved.
Unfortunately, we haven't really been committed in all of this. And the sad thing is 450,000 people, civilians, have been killed and 25% of the population displaced abroad. I mean, this is serious, and we're not paying much attention to it right now.
The next round of U.N.-sponsored Geneva peace talks is to get underway November 28 in Saudi Arabia, meanwhile. Members of the opposition reportedly will demand Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwean Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in as president following Tuesday's resignation of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. He addressed thousands of supporters Wednesday, saying the people have spoken. That's why Mr. Mugabe had to step down.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. Today, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy for our country.
Mnangagwa's dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover leading to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. He said he wants to grow the economy, and after years of decline, people want jobs. This is VOA News.